Hello everyone, this is Jessica.
This is Harry.
Now we're introducing you one of the most famous women tennis players in American history, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King was born on November 22, 1943, in the city of California, Long Beach. Born in a family in which sports were highly encouraged by the father, Billie Jean King and her brother, Randy, displayed a keen interest in tennis and baseball in their early childhoods. As she entered her fifth grade, she asked her father what sport she could play to continue to achieve success. Her father mentioned tennis, and shortly afterward, Billie Jean King was introduced to the sports by her friend. Such interest that King developed in her early ages helped her possess a lifelong tennis career. By the time when she was 14, she won her first championship in Thousand California Tournament, and thus gave her the motivation to work harder for future achievements. In 1961, King competed the first tournament in England, and later on, in 1966, she won the first single championship. Having feats as such made international critics give her the title of one of the greatest women tennis players of all time. As a tennis player, King was professional in her skills and experiences. A longtime championship for social justice and equality, Billie Jean King is a prominent voice in national conversations surrounding gender equality.
Although King already known for her professional tennis skills, the game she had with Bob Riggs made her become a real legend. Bob Riggs was the first person who won an American championship as an amateur. He was also one of the best male tennis players in the 40s. In 1973, Riggs saw a chance to draw people's attention and earn money. After his retirement, he challenged Billie Jean King and asked for a tennis competition. However, it was not a friendly invitation. Riggs claimed that the female game was inferior and that a top female player could not beat him, even at the age of 55. Billie Jean King, who had previously rejected challenge from Riggs, realized she now had to play with him and accept his challenge to disprove his baseline assertions, because she knew it was not only the game between two excellent tennis players, but a battle of the sexes.
As Riggs wished, the game caught the world's attention. It was a competition between a 55-year-old male player and a 29-year-old female player, with 30,492 audience in the real game, and more than 15 million people who watch on TV. Supporters for Riggs and King were overwhelming and aggressive, because they knew they were cheering for not only their favorite tennis players, but the relationship and equality between men and women. During the first half of the competition, Riggs led the game and won a lot of compliments to his tennis ability. It was an intensive atmosphere where all King supporters held their breath and waiting for the unpleasant result. If she lost, women will never get real respect in the sports field. No matter how a woman does in her sports career, she would always be put on a label and judged unfairly by other people.
Time continued to the second half of the competition. To everyone's surprise, King began to get familiar with Riggs' habit and style he played, and began to win points over him. In the end, she won the game. Women were cheered up, and her supporters cried to tears. Journalists around the world excitedly reported the result, and the news reached every corner of the world.
The There is a movie based on King's story called The Battle of Sex. In the movie, American actress Emma Stone played Billie Jean King. The movie made people recall the exciting competition and recaught everybody's attention. No one will ever forget how Billie Jean King fought for women's rights in sports and won the world's respect in that important competition.